ba 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 burino. Ba 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 burino. Ba 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 burino. You got me rocking and a reeling and a hopping. Oh boy, my own apartment. And they thought I'd amount to nothing. All I gotta do is put up some of these pictures, and this place would be a regular luxury penthouse. Oh, baby, you and me was meant for each other. Because we both got bodies that was built for motion. Who is it?
It's me, Vinny, Sally.
Oh, Sally, just wait a second, all right? Just a minute, Sally, I'll be right there. Sally, oh, I'm sorry it took so long, but you know it's a big place, and I don't know my way around yet.
Well, that's okay. You know, I would have called you, but your number isn't listed.
I know, some new phone company rule. They don't list your number unless you got a phone.
Well, you got a real nice hallway out here.
Isn't it a great hallway? I love this hallway. It's so convenient, you know. All you got to do is open your door, and you're right out here in the hallway.
Well, if your hallway's this nice, I bet your apartment's great.
Oh, the apartment is great. Oh, I see. All right.
Well, I can only stay for just a second.
Well, that's okay. How do you like it?
Boy, this is really, it's going to be nice when you get moved in.
I am moved in. Well, I wasn't expecting, you know, for company to see it until tonight. Why don't you sit here?
Oh, about tonight, Vinny. I don't think I can make it. Say, I gotta work at the hospital reception desk, so I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Us people in the medical profession, our lives are just not our own.
Well, I gotta be going now, Vinny. I'll be seeing you.
Sally, look. Hold on a second. I ain't gonna see you tonight because we ain't going on a date, right?
Yeah.
So shouldn't I take my goodnight kiss now?
Okay. Come on.
Well, good night.
Goodbye.
You know, I just can't get used to this apartment living.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Well, thanks again, Vinny, for being so nice about me canceling our date tonight. Most guys wouldn't be that understanding.
Oh, did you think I was the kind of guy that would lose his cool over something like this? I mean, I know that I'm going to see you again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye,
so long.
Vinny.
See you later. She canceled our date. I don't believe it. She's back. Just a second. Sally.
Mrs. Carter, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just came by to bring this gift.
Well, where's Mr. Carter?
He's at home. We go halvesies. He buys, I deliver.
Well, come on in.
Okay.
Sit down. Boy, a gift for me. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's really for housewarming.
Oh, well, thank you, but I already got a radiator.
Why don't you open your present?
Oh, I love presents, especially when they're for me, you know? Oh, a box of tissue paper. Oh, towels. Towels. Hey, that's a good gift.
Yeah, Gabe and I figured you could use some towels.
Hey, you know what? Now I can take these ones back to the hospital.
I think you're going to make a ward full of wet people very happy, Vinny.
You know, I for once I got something that's my very own. Just stay there, make yourself at home.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Vinny. Hey, what's that new cat there?
Hi.
Vinny, I'm at a loss for words. But Crummy's close. You know something, Vinny, man? This place you got here, it ain't so hard to look at. If you close one eye and don't look out the other.
Oh. You know, with a fresh coat of paint, this place could pass for a flea bag.
Hey. I don't know you.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Bo Delabar.
Where'd you guys pick up this clown?
Vinny, Bo's a new student at school. He's in Gabe's class.
Oh, he can't be no part of our class. He talks funny.
Hey, my man. That funny talk that my man over here has got, guessing more chicks than you ever see.
Oh, yeah, well, nobody gets more chicks than Vinny Barbarino.
With all due modesty, sir, there are three areas I'm without peer. My way with women. My way with words, or my wayward women.
Well, look, your face ain't as pretty as mine. As a matter of fact, Bobo, you are so ugly that when you was born, the doctor slapped your face by mistake.
Well, that may be true, but you were so ugly when you were born. The doctor had to slap the nurse to keep her from laughing.
All right, hold on. This guy gets a definite maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Where are my manners? Let me show you around the place.
You mean there's more?
Yeah. Okay, now, this is the living room. This is where I do all my living.
Oh, we used to have a sofa like this, and then my father got a job.
Over here. This is my dining room.
Ah!
It's got a built-in dining table.
Must be great for pressed duck.
Oh. You know, you've been living with Mr. Cocktail too long.
If the tour will follow me.
Sure, let's go.
Now, this is my laundry room. And this here is my kitchen.
Yeah. You can wash your socks and cook soup at the same time.
Well, Vinny, this place just seems to have everything.
Except for the most important feature in any bachelor's quarters.
Oh, the bathroom. You want to see the bathroom? It's down the hall to the left.
No, Vinny, I'm referring to your sleeping quarters. Where's the bed?
Oh, well, is it 4:45 yet?
Yeah, why?
Because any minute the Flatbush Express in my bed will be due.
When anything comes out of the wall at my house, I usually set a trap for it. Hey, you know, my family had a bed that came out of the ceiling once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it belonged to the people upstairs.
Come on, get off the bed. Those are hospital sheets. They're sterile.
You know, Vinny, the great thing about finally getting your own place is that you get to enjoy some privacy.
Yeah, but not as much as we gonna be enjoying it.
Hey, attention all you foxy chicks in Brooklyn.
The boys are now centrally located.
And we're open 24 hours for your partying convenience.
No reasonable offer refused.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that Vinny's going to invite us back real soon, so maybe now is the time to leave.
You know, Mrs. Cartier, that's a good idea. You know, good, smart thinking. So why don't you just, why don't you just run along, and we'll have you back by here as soon as we get the place all nice and fixed up.
Hooray! Oh, yes, Mrs. Carter, it's been grand seeing you again. Simply grand. Let's do it again real soon. Don't be such a stranger next time.
I thought she'd never leave.
It's one thing I hate is somebody who comes over here uninvited and stays forever.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Shows a definite lack of breeding.
Hey, you know what's the best part about this whole thing?
What's that?
I mean, not only can we all hang out together at school, but we can also hang out here for the rest of our lives.
Hey, Vincent, we have got to talk curtains.
Wait a second. Look, this is my first apartment, guys, and I'd like to fix it up myself. By myself.
Vinny, guy, come on now. You know any apartment of yours is an apartment of ours? We'll help you fix it up.
Yeah. No, you don't understand. Look, with all us guys here all the time, there's not enough room here. I mean, the guy's got to be alone once in a while. You know, Vinny. That's no furniture. You know, Vinny, you are absolutely right. I know that. What we got to do?
What?
Divvy up the night.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, here we go. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There you are.
What about me? Don't I get a night?
You don't need a night. You live here.
Hold on a second. You guys got to get something straight. Look, this is my apartment, okay? And every night is my night all alone. And you guys are invited over anytime you want to come, but when I invite you. And right now, I think I'd like you all to go.
Well, excuse us for living Mr. Gotti's own apartment, Barbarino.
Yeah, see if I risk my life coming into this crummy neighborhood again.
I've been thrown out of better dumps than this. Why, I live in a better dump than this.
I don't want to get you mad, but I just want to be alone, that's all.
Hey, listen, Mr. Lonely Hearts. If it's a loan you want, it's a loan you're going to get. You got it.
You know, Vincent, there is something that I have wanted to tell you for a very long time. But since I'm giving you the silent treatment, you're just going to have to guess what that is.
What a pity we couldn't have parted friends. Say.
Hey, something, Vinny Barbarino. Next time Juan Epstein darkens your door, it's going to be with a can of spray paint.
I don't care what you do, just don't slam my door no more. Ah, shut up.
Okay, may I remind you that your compositions on the Battle of Hastings are due tomorrow. It's not Friday, not Monday, and not a week from Thursday. Tomorrow. Bye. Tomorrow.
Sure. You know, Carter, being principal is great. The students like me better.
Yeah, I've noticed, Mr. Woodman, you don't need that SWAT team to escort you home anymore.
Mr. Carter.
Hi, Vinny.
I got a real problem. Last night, the guys came over to my new apartment, and I kicked them out, and I think I hurt their feelings.
You call that a problem? You're better off without those delinquents.
Yeah, but they're my friends, Mr. Woodman.
Friends? You don't need any friends. Look at me. I haven't had a friend in 20 years. Now, cheer up. Chances are you wind up the same kind of happy-go-lucky guy I am.
Happy-go-lucky. Every night the suicide hotline calls him up and says, are you ready?
Mr. Todd, what am I going to do? I went to hang out with the guys and they wouldn't even talk to me.
Oh, Vinny, look, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, those differences happen between friends. It's just part of life.
Hi, guys. How's it
what's
going?
What's happening, Mr. Cartier?
Hi,
morning.
Mr. Cartier.
Good morning. Hello.
How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Cartier? Okay. Glad to see we caught you alone.
All right, come on, guys. Lighten up. I mean, what are you being so rough on Vinny for, huh?
Vinny.
Oh!
That Vinny. You're talking about the Lone Stranger.
Yeah. And with the smell of dust in an empty room, a heartless bum with a cry, "Get out, you guys, get out. It's the Lone Stranger."
Hi-ho, Vinny. Who needs ya?
Sit down. I'm surprised at you guys. You hear me?
Oh, forget it, Mr. Carter. These clowns don't want to be my friends. I'm not so sure I want to be their friend either.
Who was that masked fink?
I don't know. But he left this silver comb.
I don't understand. I mean, why are you guys coming down so heavy on Vinny?
The man kicked us out of his apartment.
Gentlemen. Alright, you guys. Listen, Vinny is going through a new experience. Just needs a little room to grow, that's all.
Just catch it. We can all grow in the same room.
Vinny, you can't. You're all good friends, but you can't stay together forever. Independence is a very important thing, and Vinny was just trying to feel his, and you guys sort of just crowded him a little bit.
You think so?
Sure. Look, someday you're all going to want your own independence. And when you do, you need your friends to support you, to back you. Not turn their backs on you.
You know, my daddy always taught me there are three things you never turn your back on. And the most important one of all is never turn your back on a friend.
That's right. Just for curiosity's sake, what are the other two things you don't turn your back on?
A good woman. Or a nurse with a dull needle.
So?
You mind if we come in?
I don't care what you do. Do whatever you want.
Look, I'm sorry, guys.
What I want to say.
I'm sorry.
Go on, finish what you was going to say.
Arnold, you, Freddie, you talk the heck ahead.
Hey, look, Vinny, what we're trying to, Bo, you tell him.
Yeah, well, it's Vinny's apartment. We'll let him go first.
I forgot what I was going to say. Forget it.
Yeah, us too.
Hey, look, Vinny, when you've behaved like a real armpit, the least you can do is say you're sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not you, rabbit ears. Us, we're sorry.
Hey, Vinny, look, we owe you an apology.
Yeah, but I'm the one who threw you guys out of the apartment.
We barged in on you. We're sorry first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, when you guys go get the door?
Why should we get the door? It's your apartment. You get the door.
Hiya,
Vinny.
Mr. and Mrs. Carter.
Yeah, listen, we got some Chinese food. We had an extra spare rib, so we thought you might want to join us.
Oh, we see the guys are here. Then we'll come back another time, okay?
No, come on. These are friends. Everybody, come on. We'll have a regular party.
Guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, listen, if I knew you guys were here, I would have got two extra spare ribs.
Yeah.
Hey, where's your dining room table?
Oh, I got the dining room table.
Oh, this is great. The egg rolls need ironing anyway.
Hey, you know, the best thing about having your own apartment is that you can invite your friends over anytime you want.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad you guys are here tonight.
Well, that's too funny.
Mr. Woodman, what are you doing here?
Hi, Barbarino. Since neither one of us has any friends, I thought I'd drop over and we could knock off a case of grape knee-high. But I see you have company, so...
No. Come on in. Everybody, look, Mr. Woodman, you came to see me.
Hey, everybody, I'd like to tell you all something. From now on, I ain't never going to kick none of you out of my apartment again.
All right. Let's do it.
Hi, Vinny. I got off work early, and I thought we could spend some time together. You know, alone, just the two of us.
Well, yeah, there's going to be lots of times when just the two of us can spend time together, but I'd like you to meet some of my friends. They was just leaving.
Oh,
chin guy.
Hey, come on, let's get some Chinese food. Sally, yeah. How are you doing? I'm Mr. Carter.
Hi, nice to meet you. Like
you. Vinny, you know, I'm so happy everybody's back together. You know, I once had an uncle who had no friends. My Uncle Nesbitt. Didn't have any friends. Hey, guys, listen to this story. My Uncle Nesbitt had no friends, so he buys a dog. Takes the dog everywhere with him, right? My Uncle Nesbitt and the dog go to the movies together. In fact, one night, they went to the movies, right? After the show, the manager comes up to him and says, "Hey, mister, how did your friend like the show?" And my uncle said, "Well, he really enjoyed it." And the manager says, "I find that hard to believe." My uncle said, "Well, so do I, because he hated the book."
Laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back.